Now you can hear the read-along version of this story. When you hear this sound, turn the page. And when you hear this music, a new chapter is about to begin.
Gulliver's Travels. Chapter 1. All So Small. Lemuel Gulliver loved to travel, and he loved adventures. This is the story of one of his stranger adventures. It began when Gulliver boarded a ship for the Far East. The voyage was a difficult and dangerous one. Winds howled, storms raged, and the ship was pushed off course. Finally, it hit some rocks and sank. The passengers were desperate. Some tried to escape in a small boat, but it capsized and they all drowned, except for Gulliver. Gulliver swam for his life. Just as he was giving up hope, he saw land. He stumbled ashore and collapsed on the beach. Soon, he was fast asleep.
"Where am I? What's going on?"
When he woke up, he couldn't move. Not even his head. He was tied to the ground. Gulliver tugged his hair free and looked around. An amazing sight met his eyes. Tiny men were clambering all over him.
"Hey!" Gulliver shouted. "What are you doing?"
The men jumped off in fright. Some of them fired arrows which pricked his skin like needles.
"Ow!"
cried Gulliver.
"That hurts!"
What were they going to do next? He soon found out. They stopped firing arrows and built a ladder beside him. Then an important-looking man climbed up and shouted in his ear. But Gulliver didn't understand a word. He was hungry too, so he pointed to his mouth.
"Hungry,"
he said. The man must have understood him because a crowd appeared, carrying huge amounts of very small food. Gulliver gobbled it all. Then they brought barrels of wine, which Gulliver gulped down thirstily. The people gave each other sly smiles. Unknown to Gulliver, they had put something in the wine. In seconds, he fell into a deep sleep. The people set to work. 500 tiny carpenters built a wooden cart and dragged Gulliver onto it. Then he was pulled away. Gulliver woke up outside a magnificent temple. He was in the country's capital city, Milando. The people thought the temple could be his new home. But Gulliver, who still couldn't understand them, was very confused. To make things worse, he was chained to the temple. As he stood there, crowds gathered to stare at him. Gulliver was just as amazed. It was like a toy town.